Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
Good morning. Today is September the 19th, and on the WSIU Almanac, in the world of daytime television soaps, Search for Tomorrow began on CBS on this day in 1951, and also in television later in 1989 on ABC, Doogie Howser, M.D., starring Neil Patrick Harris playing a teenage doctor, made its television debut. Locally, here's an event coming next month in support of a local nonprofit. On the 1st of October in Anna, the annual Zombie Walk will take place from 6 to 9 p.m. to raise funds for the Shawnee Hills Arts Council. Later this month, a piece of World War II history will be docked in the warm Mississippi waters at Cape Girardeau. The LST Memorial 325, which took part in the D-Day invasion, will be docked from September the 29th to October the 3rd for tours. And in the wonderful world of the outdoors, the Southern Illinois Audubon Society is hosting a free wildflower hike tomorrow. This free guided wildflower hike takes place at the very unique Fultz Hill Prairie in Monroe County. And the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club has a free informational program about Campus Lake, which has been in the news recently. And this public program is set for October 13th at the Carbondale Township Hall. The speaker is Dr. Marge Brooks, Associate Professor of Zoology at SIU Carbondale. And the title of the presentation is Campus Lake, Challenges and Opportunities. For more information, see the link on the web version of this almanac. And that's your Monday WSIU Almanac. I'm Kevin Boucher. Have a good week. Good Monday morning. And on your WSIU Almanac, today in 1893, New Zealand gave women the right to vote, the first country to do so. Today in 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show made its television debut. And the number one song on the radio on this day in 1960, Chubby Checker, The Twist. In Olney, this Saturday, the 24th of September, the Olney Arts Council Fall Festival Arts and Craft Show takes place. It'll be held at the Olney City Park and runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday. Also this Saturday at the Carbondale Public Library, there's a free family event to get youngsters excited about music. Making Music with the Bell Tones begins at 10 Saturday at the library. Attention nature photographers, you have until October 21st to submit your photos for the Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge 2016 Wildlife and Wild Places Contest. Photos submitted cannot be smaller than 5x7 and no larger than 8x10. For a complete list of rules, see the web version of this almanac. Oh, speaking of Crab Orchard, here is refuge biologist Casey Bryan talking about the National Refuge, which is centered on Williamson County.
Here at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge, we have a variety of wildlife. We have a variety of wildflowers that you can see in the spring. Through the winter months, you can view bald eagles pretty regularly on the refuge. It's not uncommon to see deer with fawn this time of year on our wildlife drive.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for September the 19th. Enjoy the day.